Coast Radio News for Monday, January 6th, 2020. I'm George Henry. As part of the new Western Lane Fire and EMS model, Western Lane Ambulance has moved an EMS vehicle to the main fire station on Highway 101. Last year's ambulance call numbers were up significantly from previous years, according to WLAD's Matt House. The move will hopefully offer some relief. The unit is currently unmanned, but according to Chief Michael Schick with Wilfia, the vehicle is on standby and can be operated by one of the many well-trained firefighters on hand.
One of the ways that we thought, well, maybe we can help out with the fire department side. So let's put an ambulance there. And if we need to, we can have firefighters staff that ambulance.
The new model at WLFEA includes conserving resources, whether they be human or mechanical. Matt House.
And what we need to do is be more efficient. And we're looking at how can we be more efficient by using our part-time employees with our full-time employees.
Chief Schick and Matt House are guests on this week's Our Town. Still raining off and on, and according to the National Weather Service, that will continue through the week. By week's end, we could add another 1 to 2 inches to our streets. Forecasters say that rain will likely continue through at least Friday, but that, as always, is subject to change. No flood watches or warnings are currently in effect, but there is a current gale warning in effect for seas from Florence northward. Three Rivers Casino has just announced a date for their fifth annual community career fair. It's slated to be at TRC on Thursday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They are currently soliciting vendors for the fair and hope to have upwards of 40 for the free event. Businesses that are interested in being part of the fair have until January 31st to register. January 30th will mark the State of the City and City Expo at the Florence Event Center. The event will be from 5 to 7 p.m. with the State of the City address by Mayor Joe Henry at 6 p.m. There has been a sharp uptick in reported flu-like cases for the last week of 2019. The Oregon Health Authority reported that 31.2% of all cases were flu-related, with 44 associated hospitalizations in Oregon. This surpasses previous weeks and years in number of cases. The OHA is not reporting numbers that would be considered epidemic, just a sharp increase. The significant portion of the reported cases are centered in the Gorge area of the state, with the coast being one of the least affected by flu-like symptoms. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, January 6th, 2020.